Praise 103.9.
Hey, this is Brian Poppin. How are you?
Hey, Brian Poppin. Can you talk to us about, like, how God can do something in the snap of his finger?
Wow, yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, so many times in my life, I felt like I was waiting on God, if I can just be blunt and honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned through the process, through the struggles, through things he had to take me through, that really he was waiting on me. I was not ready. But I've also learned that on the flip side of that, like you're saying, I mean, God can just do, that's the cool thing about him, is when he just wants to, he can just make something happen and connect dots that you've been trying to connect and trying to open doors for your entire life. And in my life, some of those things were, you know, when I first started writing music, I mean, God, like, just boom, snapped his fingers, and all of a sudden, I connected with this R&B producer in Manhattan through an eye doctor that I chose out of the, I mean, this is a little bit back in the day, but out of the Yellow Pages. I picked an eye doctor. I went to this eye doctor. He's like, what do you do? I was like, I write music for a living, and I'm a concert pianist. He's like, oh, I have a brother-in-law who's does this in entertainment music. Why don't you connect with him? I was like, okay. Then I was in a meeting there, and then he connects me with this R&B producer. That R&B producer, I mean, one of his best friends was Chaka Khan. One of his other best friends was Stevie Wonder. So within like a month, I'm now hanging out with Chaka Khan and Stevie Wonder playing music. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, like, and I would just sit there, like, while I was writing with Chaka, I would sit there and I'd be like, this shouldn't be. Like, I have no business being here. I don't have the credentials. I haven't written the hit for this to happen. I mean, it's like, so God, right?
Yes.